Kingsport's Sovereign Grace Church, located at 905 Yadkin Street in Kingsport, Tennessee, would like to invite you to listen to a message of Sovereign Grace by their pastor, Gabe Stonecker. And now, Pastor Gabe Stonecker.
I invite you to turn with me in your Bibles this morning to John chapter 8. John chapter 8, and I want to begin reading in verse 32. Our Lord said, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." What a glorious verse that is. A glorious verse of Scripture. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Do you know what believers are? True believers. They are seekers of truth. They just want the truth. Where do they go searching for it? Do they go find a short man with a long beard up in the mountain somewhere? No, that's not where they go. They go to God's Word. God's Word. Let God be true, and every man a liar. I want to know the truth. You know why? The truth shall make you free. The truth is going to make us free. What is the truth? That's the title of this message. What is the truth? Well, verse 20 right here in John 8, notice that verse 20 says, "These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come." Our Lord is not talking to drug addicts. He's not talking to thieves. He's not talking to anybody in the gutter. He's not in the prison talking to prisoners. He's in the temple. He's telling this to religious people. Verse 20, "These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and you shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, you cannot come." He's talking about his death, which he should accomplish. He's going to die. He's going to be buried. He's going to be raised victoriously, and he's going to sit down on his throne in glory. And he says, "Where I'm going, you cannot come. You cannot come." Psalm 24, verse 3 says, "Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place?" Who shall? Verse 22, "Then said the Jews, Will he kill himself? Because he saith, Whither I go, you cannot come." Will he kill himself? That's exactly what he's going to do. "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend." He said, "No man takes my life from me. I lay it down." And now he's about to explain to them why they cannot come. Why, where he's going, they cannot come. But before we read it, turn with me over to Exodus chapter 3. I want to show you this over in Exodus chapter 3, and let's begin with verse 11. "And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, And they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. I am. That's what our God has been saying since the beginning. I am. I am. Well, back over in John chapter 8, verse 23, and he said unto them, ye are from beneath. I am from above. Ye are of this world. I am not of this world. What is the truth? First of all, if we're looking for the truth, we can't look for it on this earth. We can't look for it in the men of this earth. Truth can only come from above. Truth comes from God. Truth does not originate with men. All men are liars. Truth comes from God. Go with me over to Job 11. Job chapter 11, and look at verse 7. Canst thou by searching find out God? Can you find out God by searching? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? It is as high as heaven. What canst thou do? Deeper than hell, what canst thou know? The measure thereof is longer than the earth, and broader than the sea. Who can find out, or who can know anything except God reveal it? Who can know the things of God? Higher than the heaven, deeper than hell, longer than the earth. If we want to know the truth, God has to reveal it. That's the truth. God has to reveal it. Turn with me over to Romans chapter 11. Romans 11 verse 33 says, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. The depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed again unto him? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things. To whom be glory forever. Amen. If we want to know the truth, God is going to have to reveal it. God is going to have to reveal it to us. We're going to have to wait on him to reveal it to us. Now back over in John chapter 8. John 8 verse 23. He said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that you shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am, you shall die in your sins. And here's the truth. A sinner will die in his sins. And where Christ goes, that sinner cannot come. Because he believes not, the Lord said, that I am. If you're reading along with me, you'll notice the word he is in italics. It was added by the translators. If you believe not that I am. And remember, he's telling this to the religious people in the temple. If you don't believe that I am, you'll die in your sins. Well, here's a question we all need to know the answer to. I am what? I am what? The answer is God. The same God that met with Moses. Do you know who that was in the burning bush? That was Jesus Christ. The I Am. Do you know who that was that came down on Mount Sinai when it exploded with fire? That was Jesus Christ. This same Jesus. If you don't believe that I am, you'll die in your sins. God has got to speak the truth to us. He must speak the truth to us. That's our only hope. It's our only hope. He must speak the truth to us or we're going to die in our sins. How does he speak the truth to us? How does he do that? Well, go with me over to Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 says, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. By Son. Christ is the only messenger of truth. If a man preaches the truth, he is only delivering the message of Christ. He is only delivering the word of Christ. The word of Jesus Christ is the word of truth. It's the only truth that there is to declare. If we're going to know the truth, it's got to be revealed by God. And it's only going to be revealed through the message of Christ. The message of Christ. Back over to John chapter 8, verse 25 says, Then said they unto him, Who art thou? Now these were the religious leaders asking him this. The ones who knew the law and the prophets. How blind could you possibly be? This man, Jesus of Nazareth, fulfilled everything that was prophesied about the Messiah. Christ fulfilled it all. But they were blind to it. Totally blind to it. Verse 25, Then said they unto him, Who art thou? And Jesus saith unto them, Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. Our Lord never hid the truth. He never hid the truth. Man by nature is blind to it. Man by nature is dead and he cannot see it unless God quickens him, sends life to him, opens his eyes. But our Lord never hid the truth. Look at verse 12. He said, I am the light. Oh, I wish we could just see the light. Our Lord said, I am the light. I wish we knew the way. He said, I am the way. I want eternal life, don't you? Our Lord said, I am the life. I just want to find the truth. I am the truth. I am. The scripture tells me to rest on the Sabbath. Rest on the Sabbath. The Lord says, I am the Sabbath. Rest on Christ. The scripture tells me to come to the altar. The Lord says, I am the altar. He is. What's the truth? He is. Go with me over to Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11, verse 6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is." He is what? The same that He said from the beginning. God. God. The truth. The way. The life. Well, back over in John 8, verse 26 says, our Lord said, "I have many things to say and to judge of you." Many things to judge of you. The truth hurts. It really does. The truth hurts. When a sinner sees the truth, the first thing it does is it stabs the heart. It stabs the heart. The truth about myself is a hurtful thing because there's nothing good in myself to see and know. When I find out the truth about myself, it's a hurtful thing. Look at John 5, John chapter 5, verse 42. Our Lord said, "But I know you, that you have not the love of God in you." We all hear that by nature and say, "Well, that's not true." Oh, but it is. God said so. That's God talking. This flesh is enmity against God, the enemy of God. Verse 43, He said, "I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive." How can you believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. Everything Moses wrote about God, the Lord Jesus Christ said he was writing about me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? How? They're the same. They're the same. Back over in John 8, verse 26 says, "I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father." He's saying the words I speak are true because they're coming directly from the Father. That's why. Verse 28, "Then said Jesus unto them, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am. And I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things." He's saying, I'm telling you the truth as plain as day. And you cannot hear it because you don't have ears to hear. But when you see me lifted up, when you crucify me, when you see Christ crucified, you're going to know that I am. Why? Just because he died? No. A lot of people died. A lot of people were crucified. A lot of people. There were two other men that were crucified with him, right there with him. What made the difference? He's saying, when you see me go into that grave, you're going to know that I am, because you're going to see me walk out. I'm coming back out. You're going to know that I am, because it is not possible for death to hold me. It's not possible. I am. Verse 29 says, and he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Scripture says, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. He said, I and my Father are one. We're one. Verse 30, as he spake these words, many believed on him. Many believed on him. Him. The truth is a person. It's a person. The truth is a person. Salvation is a person. If we want to know the truth, we've got to know a person. A sinner can understand total depravity and unconditional election and limited atonement and irresistible grace and perseverance of the saints and not know the truth, even though all those things are true. Believing correct doctrine, believing systematic theology, is not believing the truth. If we're going to believe the truth, we've got to believe a person. The truth is a person. What do we preach down here at Kingsport Sovereign Grace? A person. A person. Verse 30 says, as he spake these words, many believed on him. Him. Paul wrote, oh, that I may know him. Oh, that I may know him. To believe him is to believe his words. The word of God. His words are spirit. His words are life, because his words are truth. Truth. Verse 31 right here in John 8. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. He gives an if, then. He said, if you believe, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. We understand what he means through everything that he has said. He said, faith is not of yourself, it's a gift. Faith is believing God, believing. And he said, that's not of yourself, that's a gift. Hebrews 11 says, faith is the evidence. Continuing in his word is not a condition of faith. If you continue, then you'll believe. Continuing in his word is not a condition of faith. It's an evidence. It's an evidence. How do I know I believe God? God keeps me in his word. He keeps me loving it. He keeps me living on it. He keeps me finding comfort through it. He keeps me seeing Christ in it. If he causes us to continue, then he said, we are his disciples indeed. Lord, keep us. keep us. That's our only hope. Keep us. Our only hope is that Christ would keep us, that His blood would keep us. Thy word is truth. Thy word is truth. And if God causes a sinner to believe it, the good news is that sinner can't not believe it. That sinner has to believe it. And verse 32 says, our Lord said, "You shall know the truth." You shall know the truth. If God has revealed Christ to us, if we know Him, if we know His purpose, if we know His work, if we know why He came, what He did, what He actually accomplished on that cross, He was not showing us a way. He is the way. The reason He left His throne and came here in the first place is because we are fully, totally, completely vile, wretched sinners. That's the truth. That's why He came. And when He died on that cross, He paid every debt for every sin. Paid in full. Total redemption. And now it is finished. It's finished. That's His word. That's His word. And if God has revealed Christ to us, revealed His purpose and His work, if we know that He is, if we know that He is the same He said from the beginning, if we know the One who conquered death and rose victoriously and is seated on His throne, if we know that He is the great I Am, the great I Am, then we know the truth. We know Him. And if we know the truth shall make us free. Make us free. Free from what? The curse. The condemnation of sin. Free from religion. Free from tradition. Free from bondage. He'll set us free from trying to justify ourselves before God. He'll set us free from all our labors, all our works, trying to please Him, trying to please Him, trying to please Him. Once we see the truth, Jesus Christ pleased His Father. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. And all who are in Him, I'm well pleased with them." That's the truth. He'll set us free from the facade we've been trying to live up to. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." Rest. God knows who we are. He sees our sin. That's why He sent us the truth. He sent us Christ to set us free. Until next Sunday morning, may the Lord bless His word.
You have been listening to a message by Gabe Stonecker, pastor of Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. If you would like a copy of this message, or to hear other messages of Sovereign Grace, you can write to our physical mailing address at 905 Yadkin Street, Kingsport, Tennessee, 37660, or log on to our website at kingsportsovereigngracechurch.com. If you would like to come and worship with us, our service times are Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock a.m., worship at 10:45 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m., Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Please tune in next Sunday morning at 8:30 for another message of God's free and sovereign grace.